I have been speaking to Italian MEPs now for over 6 months in my efforts to ask them to force their own government to change their position on Mercosur. Many Italian MEPs are based in the south of the country, which is a well-known beef sector as well, and they've disagreed fundamentally with the government approach. So I'm very pleased that in the last 24 hours, the Italian Prime Minister Meloni has come together with the French and have now formally sought a deferral of the Mercosur vote by the Council of Ministers this week. This is hugely important, hugely significant. It's the first time the Italians have come on board in a no vote scenario situation. They're not going to vote no on the overall trade deal yet, but they're certainly looking for more time. In the same way as I feel the Irish government must now step up to the plate and put more pressure to have further time extended to examine this deal properly.
And are you hopeful that a deferral will be granted?
Yeah, in the circumstances with the Italians and the French both now objecting to a meeting going ahead, and I presume the Irish government objecting to a meeting going ahead, they should be if they're not. I cannot see how President von der Leyen can go ahead in a meeting of the Council on Thursday, and I certainly cannot see how she goes to go to Brazil to sign this deal. She has no mandate from either the Parliament or the Council to sign, and therefore I expect it now to be kicked to touch into the new year. And in January I expect to see a reappraisal of what exactly is involved in this deal by the Member States, by the Council. And indeed, we will continue our work here in the European Parliament by seeking a legal review of the agreement.